With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Missouri voters will determine whether abortion will be permitted in the state in November.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to guarantee a right to abortion with a constitutional amendment that would reverse the state's near total ban on the procedure. The Secretary of State's office has certified that an initiative petition received more than enough signatures from registered voters to qualify for the general election. It will need approval from a majority of voters to become enshrined in the state constitution. The Show Me State will join at least a half dozen other states voting on abortion rights during the presidential election. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden is promoting his administration's moonshot initiative aimed at dramatically reducing cancer deaths. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a visit to Louisiana's Tulane University, the president announced $150 million in awards that will support 8 research teams around the country as they develop ways to help surgeons more successfully remove tumors.
And we're moving quickly because we know all families touched by cancers are in a race against time.
Mr. Biden said the moonshot goal is to cut U.S. cancer fatalities by 50% over the next 25 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. The State Department made the announcement Tuesday. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets and advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles, or AMRAAMs. It comes at a time of high tension in the Middle East. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points. The Nasdaq rose 407, with the S&P 500 advancing 90. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's parliament has adopted an amendment that bans discussions of homosexuality and non-traditional sexual choices in the country's public schools. Despite political differences in the Bulgarian parliament, nearly 70% of lawmakers voted in favor of the amendment. Similar pro-family legislation has been passed in a number of other countries in the region, including Hungary, Bosnia, Moldova, and Turkey. This is SRN News. Ford and Mazda are warning owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles not to drive them. They have dangerous Takata airbag inflators that have not been replaced.
The warning applies to more than 374,000 Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles from the 2004 through 2014 model years and nearly 83,000 Mazdas from 03 through 2015. The inflators can explode with too much force in a crash, shooting fragments that can severely injure or kill people. All were recalled previously, but repairs have not been completed. The government says the inflators are to blame for 27 fatalities in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks says that CEO Laxman Narasimhan is stepping down after a little more than a year in the job. Brian Nicole, CEO of Chipotle, will replace him. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.